Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. It is Friday. Go ahead. You can smile about it now. Got the week behind us. Hope you're having a great day. Do appreciate you having us on. Welcome to the show. We do have a busy day today. Coming up this afternoon, 5:35, Mike Pinzoni. You might know him from Papa's Pizza over there at the Boardwalk or Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier. You should know him as an advocate for fair and local treatment for businesses on the island. We're going to talk about MSBUs, and it won't be boring, I promise you. I promise you. Mike and I had a great conversation today discussing a lot of integral pieces of how the whole thing formulates and works over there on Santa Rosa Island. 5:35 today, Mike Pinzoni on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Austin, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
All right.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, we'll start off with number one here. The city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. The city council is going to vote May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit alleged that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
And Santa Rosa District Schools' new child safety program yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in a one-year period. New data from the school district on Thursday revealed that the number of violations from March of last year to March of this year, in total over 4,500 violations were recorded, and they resulted in over $641,000 in fines.
Okay, and now number three, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials saying because of the attack, the bear will be humanely killed if captured. Relocation is not an option with the bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocated bears really could potentially move on to another community and put them at risk. So they're weighing this situation out very closely today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia County and the City of Pensacola will hold a joint meeting next month to explore potential collaboration on updating the Bay Center. The County Commission decided to delay forming an 11-member advisory committee to evaluate ideas for the center until after meeting with the Pensacola City Council and Mayor D.C. Reeves. Commissioners are considering various upgrade options ranging from $22 million for minimal improvements to over $100 million for major renovations. Funding is expected to come primarily from tourism tax bonds, though recent decisions have reduced bonding capacity.
413 News Radio 92.3. Escambia Commissioners, pretty busy Thursday afternoon. They really were. As a matter of fact, if you were with us during the show, Ashley Hoffberger, District 4 right. Commissioner, joined us and really talked about the commissioners approving building several new fire stations.
So we are moving forward with the construction of two brand new fire stations, and then essentially the rehab of three fire stations, and then potentially a third brand new fire station, and then the training facility, which will be huge for our firefighters, our recruiting, and also our retention, and making sure that we have the best technology and education possible.
Ms. Hoffberger went on to say the idea is to move forward with issuing a RFP, a review for proposal, in June, and break ground by next March. She says they're able to move a little bit faster with the progressive design and build contract. Hoffberger says the project is off to a great start, as she's talked to many contractors who said the budget and timeline are very workable.
All righty. And three fires happened overnight in Pensacola. The first displaced 11 people, but nobody was seriously hurt in an apartment building fire on 10 Mile Road last night. Escambia Fire Rescue says firefighters were called at that scene around 8:30, and then the next fire began shortly after 6 a.m. this morning at a storage unit facility on West Detroit Boulevard. It destroyed several storage units. The Florida Bureau of Fire and Arson investigating the cause of that fire. And then hours later, a car fire spread to a house on Fields Lane. The fire destroyed the car and the front half of the house. No injuries reported there either.
Quite an exciting evening there. 4:15, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. You can find Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it was quite an eventful afternoon yesterday. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound. This is going to be traveling over Highway 29. No confirmation of an accident or anything, but we'll keep an eye on it. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Beach Highway if you are traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 85 degrees. It's going to be a low of 74 this evening. On Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have highs in the mid to high 80s and lows in the mid 70s, and no rain in sight.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, one Florida sheriff says hundreds of child traffickers and illegal aliens are now under arrest following a joint local-federal operation. Eben Brown, down in Miami with this report.
County Florida town of Oakland Park say a man who was found dead trapped underneath his own recreational vehicle was a former deputy himself. 64-year-old Craig Bakken had recently retired as a sergeant and was working on the RV in advance of a road trip he had planned.
He was telling me he was driving it around town and trying to prepare for his trip. He was super excited.
Bakken's son, Connor. An investigation is ongoing, but so far the death is not believed to be anything other than an accident. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Polk County wrapping up its biggest undercover operation in history. Over 250 suspects were arrested during Operation Fool Around and Find Out. The nine-day sting focused on human trafficking, child predators, and illegal immigration. Sheriff Grady Judd called it an unbelievable operation and said that 15% of the suspects were in the country illegally.
Okay, a bear now being blamed for the death of a Florida man, prompting wildlife officials in the state to consider an organized bear hunt to help control the growing bear population. You know, we had an incident here on Thursday in Gulf Breeze with a bear. So this is a very concerning situation. Eben Brown has more on the report.
A DNA check of the body of 89-year-old Robert Markle of Collier County, Florida, confirms it was a bear that mauled him to death just 100 yards from his own home.
The bear involved may still be in the area as our officers continue to secure the perimeter.
Officer George Reynard with Florida Fish and Wildlife. Florida has a growing population of black bear that all too often are seen in neighborhoods. Now the state is considering a limited hunting season for the animal to bring the population under control. Florida already does this with non-native pythons. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Florida Department of Health lifting swim advisories at three beaches in Pinellas County. We were talking to you about this earlier. High bacteria levels were found at Clearwater Beach near Mandalay Park, San Key County Beach, and Indian Rocks County Beach. New tests taken yesterday, though, showed that safe bacteria levels were back. Health officials say all three beaches now meet state water quality standards.
418 News Radio 92.3. As the latest update, 65 wildfires are currently burning in Florida, affecting some 26,000 acres. The largest fire is the 344 fire in South Florida. That area got some rain yesterday. Didn't do much to knock down a lot of these fires. But we're on track to follow that for you, especially here in the state of Florida. An appeals court in Florida has struck down a state law that allowed some minors to get abortions without parental consent. Jessica Rosenthal has more for us.
The Fifth District Court of Appeals found the Florida state law that grants waivers to some minors so they don't need to get parental consent before having an abortion violates the due process of parents. They cited the Supreme Court's landmark overturning of Roe, but also a state law that protects parental rights, as well as the state Supreme Court's decision that a privacy clause in the state constitution doesn't guarantee the right to an abortion. Judges were previously empowered to grant some teens parental consent waivers if they thought a minor was sufficiently mature enough to make that decision. The case was filed by a 17-year-old girl pregnant, but before the six-week mark, after which Florida bans abortions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And there doesn't appear to be much of a rush to get a budget deal passed in Tallahassee still. Senate President Ed Albritton said yesterday that budget talks will be paused until after Memorial Day. He adds progress is being made, but lawmakers aren't in position to begin a budget conference next week. The budget must be done by July 1st.
Let's see here. Memorial Day weekend, 6 days away now. AAA projecting 45.1 million people going to travel at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period from next Thursday to Monday, May 26. And it's official. Florida has banned fluoride in public drinking water. Lisa Brady has more on the story.
A bill signed into law in Florida prohibits local governments from adding fluoride to their water systems, which Governor Ron DeSantis considers a violation of informed consent.
We certainly now in our society in 2025, we have the ability to deliver a fluoride through toothpaste and mouth and all these other things. You don't got to force it and take away people's choices.
The governor and other supporters of removing fluoride also argue that excessive amounts can have health risks. Opponents of removing it expect an adverse effect on dental health. Utah had the first statewide ban. Florida's ban doesn't name fluoride specifically, extending to other additives, and it's part of a larger farm bill targeting multiple issues. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in a few minutes, we'll have some of your hardest-hitting headlines from across the entire nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I'm glad you came.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, see, I should have brought my dancing shoes on here today. You got some really good music kind of cruising through. 424 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending higher for the day and week, even as a preliminary reading in May of consumer sentiment declined for a fifth consecutive month, as the potential impact of tariffs weighs heavily on American households. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with healthcare and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. Chipmakers had a good week. NVIDIA stock rose 0.5% today, with its shares up more than 15% for the week, lifted by optimism about a deal that would send millions of its chips to the United Arab Emirates. The Dow winners, United Health, 3M, and Merck. The Dow decliners, Cisco Systems, Boeing, and Chevron. The Dow up 332 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 41. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. You can find them on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Again, that's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 eastbound, heading towards Palafox Street, passing over Highway 29. Be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And got some backups rapidly increasing on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in around mid to high 80s, lows in the mid 70s. So very similar to what we've seen these past couple days, and no rain in sight.
426 News Radio 92.3. It all started off as a group of seashells in the sand, putting the numbers together, 86-47. Boy, did that start.
I heard about this.
This started a firestorm. Believe me, President Trump says that former FBI Director James Comey threatened his life with a now-deleted Instagram image that featured the number 86 and 47. Rich Edson has more on it.
Trump says former FBI Director James Comey is incompetent, but competent enough, he says, to know what that image implied.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear.
President says the next steps in this matter are up to Attorney General Pam Bondi. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem wrote, quote, disgraced former FBI Director James Comey just called for the assassination of President Trump. DHS and Secret Service is investigating this threat and will respond appropriately.
All right, and the Supreme Court extending its block on Trump using the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members detained in parts of North Texas. The ruling stops the Trump administration from deporting the migrants under the act as legal proceedings take place. The ACLU sued on behalf of the migrants. However, the justices declined their request to go above the lower courts and take up the issue of whether Trump can use the rarely used law when it's not wartime. The issue could be returned to the Supreme Court, who told the lower courts to move quickly.
Mortgage rates holding steady and remaining below the 7% mark today. New numbers coming in this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.94%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.31%. Austin, a train engineer work stoppage. Let me just say this. If you're heading to New York, New Jersey area this weekend and you're thinking about using public transportation in New Jersey, don't. I would recommend maybe renting a car. There is a big work stoppage on the rail systems. It's affecting hundreds of thousands of commuters in the New York City area. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
New Jersey Transit trains aren't moving today after the Engineers Union called a strike just after midnight. James Lewis is the union's national vice president and said wages are the main sticking point.
If the little extra that we're asking for is causing bankruptcy, there's bigger problems than us.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy called the strike a slap in the face to commuters who've been left scrambling.
The commute that usually would take me approximately an hour, 15 minutes door to door each way is going to take me over 2 hours.
We got an email from work, different ways to get here, to get to work, but it's still disruptive.
Contract talks have continued on and off since 2019. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right. And an intense manhunt underway for nearly a dozen inmates who escaped a New Orleans jail. Several of them are accused murderers. Orleans Parish Jail Sheriff Susan Hutton says that the inmates must have gotten help to escape. There were defective locks inside the jail, and this may have been an inside job because of digging found around a toilet. One of the inmates has been recaptured. Nine remain at large. Those numbers as of earlier this afternoon. The breakout was discovered during a routine headcount.
They probably recruited a bunch of rats that in the jail cells. That place is terrible, let me tell you.
Really?
So this doesn't surprise me. Fastest growing city in America might come as a surprise. John Saucier has the story on this.
Have you ever been to Princeton, Texas? It's about an hour north of Dallas and is now home to 37,000 people. The U.S. Census Bureau says that makes it America's fastest growing city. Just a few years ago, only 18,000 people lived there. Last year alone, the population grew 30%. According to Princeton Mayor Eugene Escobar, the reason why so many people move there is simple. It's cheaper to buy a home there than in neighboring cities. Real estate website Zillow says the typical home in Princeton is valued at around $325,000. You can compare that with $685,000 in nearby Frisco. John Saucier, Fox News.
All right. And also, multiple tornado warnings being issued in the St. Louis area. They come as over 143 million people brace for the threat of severe weather in the Ohio Valley and Midwest. A tornado watch is in effect from far eastern Oklahoma and northern Arkansas.
Okay, don't forget about bands on, I think they call it Bands of the Bayou up in Milton. Tonight, they have the...
Or Bands on the Blackwater, is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Bingo. Jernigan's Landing, I know. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon.
News on Tom Graham. President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill failing to pass the House Budget Committee today after some conservatives joined all Democrats in voting no.
The plan failed today. Five Republicans voted no. Republicans want hard promises on changes before they support the package. Some conservatives still demand deeper spending cuts.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Israel launching several airstrikes across Gaza not long after President Trump wrapped up his Middle Eastern trip.
The Israeli Defense Forces say they've continued operational activity against terrorist organizations in Gaza. The Israeli Air Force struck 100 targets, including anti-tank missile posts, terrorist cells, military structures, and operational centers. Hamas officials claim more than 100 people have been killed in these strikes.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the ongoing discussion about eliminating property taxes in the state of Florida and what that would really look like in practice. Casey DeSantis came to town to speak at the enlistment ceremony for Pensacola High School seniors last night at UWF. Talked with State Representative Alex Andrade about the ongoing budget impasse in Tallahassee and his thoughts on UWF, the changes with Martha Saunders resigning. Listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now,
I'll return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the city of Pensacola could pay up to $15.9 million in a settlement over franchise fees charged to Pensacola Energy customers. The city council will vote on May 22nd on whether to approve a settlement agreement in a 2015 class action lawsuit. The lawsuit alleged that the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the city limits since 1970.
Okay, number two out of three stories to run past you this afternoon, and this one is has a... I guess a headline of don't run school bus safety arms if they're down.
Good point.
Yeah, because it's really been a big problem. Santa Rosa District Schools' new child safety program, I want you to get these numbers here, yielded over 4,000 school bus stop arm violations in a one-year period.
Tisk, tisk.
And you know, we saw some B-roll on this, and this one instance where a kid almost got hit of a car going on the right side of the bus, not even in the street.
What?
Doesn't make any sense. New data from the school district on Thursday revealed the number of violations from March 2024 through March 2025. In total, 4,500 violations recorded in Santa Rosa County. The violations resulted in over $641,000 in fines.
Rightfully so. And, luckily, none of those violations have been more detrimental, right?
And nobody got run over.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released a statement on Thursday morning's bear attack in Gulf Breeze. FWC officials say because of the attack, the bear will be humanely killed if captured. Relocation is not an option with a bear that has become a public safety risk, as relocated bears could potentially move on to put on another community risk.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, after a historic season last year, the WNBA returns tonight. Tony Genualdo has more on the story.
The WNBA is back as the 2025 season prepares to tip off tonight. The New York Liberty are looking to repeat as champions, and Caitlin Clark looks to improve on her rookie campaign with the Indiana Fever. Three games are on tap to kick off the season. At 7:30 Eastern, the Dallas Wings host the Minnesota Lynx. Paige Beckers will make her WNBA debut for Dallas after being selected first overall in last month's draft. Also at 7:30 Eastern, the Atlanta Dream take on the Washington Mystics. And finally at 10 o'clock Eastern, the league's newest team, the Golden State Valkyries, face the Los Angeles Sparks. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And we got a lot of sports happening over the course of our weekend on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. On Saturday at 11:30 AM, coverage starts for Mets-Yankees. And then the Mets and Yankees get it on again Sunday at 5 PM. Coverage starts there. Also, this started yesterday and it runs through Sunday. PGA Championship golf updates will be on ESPN Pensacola twice an hour from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Okay, when you're talking about local sports, especially Pensacola, don't forget about the pro tennis tournament going on over Roger Scott. Players from all over the world been in town for about 10 days. They'll be here through Sunday in this tournament. It's a biggie, and there are some really good players. Players representing countries like Australia, Kazakhstan, Japan, Portugal, many more. They're on the courts over Roger Scott. Other big weekend information to pass on. Horse racing. 150th running of the Preakness is set to take place at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Jared Max has more on that race.
The sesquicentennial edition of the middle race of the Triple Crown will not feature the Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty. No shot at a Triple Crown this year. Only three of the 19 horses who ran at the Derby two Saturdays ago are in the Preakness, which has nine horses in the field. Who will be the first to complete a mile and 3/16 tomorrow? The favorite is Journalism, who finished second in the Kentucky Derby behind Sovereignty, who's being saved for the Belmont Stakes. Sandman, who finished seventh in the Derby, is the second favorite, followed by River Thames. Hall of Fame trainers Bob Baffert and Dwayne Lucas both in the Preakness. Baffert has Goal Oriented. Lucas trains American Promise. Post time tomorrow, just after 7 p.m. Eastern. Jared Max, Fox News.
And we got the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs continuing tonight with just one game apiece. The Knicks hosting the Celtics for Game 6 of their series. The Knicks led 3-1, but they had a huge loss to the Celtics to make it 3-2. If they win tonight, they'll take on the Indiana Pacers in the ECF. If the Celtics win, Game 7 will be on Monday in Boston. And on the NHL side of things, the Florida Panthers, hey, hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs for Game 6 of their series. The Panthers lead 3-2 and can advance to the ECF to take on the Carolina Hurricanes with a victory.
The NASCAR Cup Series returning to North Carolina this weekend. Here's Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
It is All-Star Weekend in North Carolina as the NASCAR Cup Series returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway. No points are on the line, but a $1 million prize is up for grabs in the 2025 All-Star Race. And if you win this race, then it's very likely that you'll win the NASCAR Cup Series title. In 3 of the last 5 years, the winner of this race has gone on to take the Cup Series crown, including Joey Logano last year, who looks to repeat as series champ this year. 20 drivers have already qualified for the race, and 3 more will be added before the green flag flies. 2 will be determined from the 100-lap All-Star Open, and 1 will be chosen through fan vote. The All-Star Open begins at 5:30 Eastern on Sunday, followed by the All-Star Race at 8 o'clock Eastern on FS1. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Okay, taking racing to a local level, don't forget Five Flags tonight. They drop the flag at 7:45 on Pine Forest Road. 6-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick promoting his new book out there, The Art of Winning. He had a very interesting conversation. He appeared on ABC's Good Morning America. Here's Frank Lanza.
The current University of North Carolina head coach was asked about his highly publicized relationship with his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, by host Michael Strahan.
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach.
That was a reference to social media videos of Belichick with Hudson. This was his first network interview since his viral CBS Sunday Morning interview, where Hudson refused to allow him to answer a question about how and when their relationship began. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bill Ryder with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. On Sunday, two forces will stand in the way of the Oklahoma City Thunder making it to the Western Conference Finals. The first is Nikola Jokic and his teammates. The best player on earth won't go down easily, but maybe the bigger challenge is the fact that the Thunder are expected to move on. There is massive pressure to live up to what they did in the regular season, and on Sunday we'll find out if they can. I'm Bill Ryder.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, with the global focus on artificial intelligence, medical AI is already making inroads in detecting disease. Teresa Crowley has more on the story.
Early warning AI about what's going on in your body. A California company, Prenuvo, claims its full-body MRI scan can detect more than 500 conditions, including early-stage cancers, by applying artificial intelligence to analyze billions of data points. Then a radiologist interprets your results, sends you a report and consult through the Prenuvo app. But is it accurate? The company with a couple dozen U.S. locations is holding a 10-year study in Watertown, Massachusetts to assess the accuracy, looking for 100,000 participants. Full-body scan fee, $2,200, not covered by insurance. Some celebrities have endorsed it, but the advice is always consult with your doctor. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And an ingredient found in many energy drinks is linked to a higher risk of blood cancers. Taurine is an amino acid that occurs naturally in parts of the human body and promotes the growth of leukemia cells. It's also commonly found in energy drinks, protein powders, and some foods like meat, fish, and eggs. Researchers from the University of Rochester found that those leukemia cells can use the additional taurine to grow and spread.
All right. The House Judiciary Committee is looking into a former Pfizer scientist's claims that the pharmaceutical giant waited to share the COVID-19 vaccine results until after the 2020 presidential election. Grady Trimble has more with the latest.
After President Trump won the 2024 election, he allegedly asked his then-employer, GSK, to move him out of the country out of fear that Republicans would investigate his involvement in the rollout of the vaccine 4 years earlier. Specifically, the committee alleges that this scientist, whose name is Dr. Philip Dormitzer, told employees at his next job after Pfizer at GSK that when he worked at Pfizer in late 2020, quote, the three most senior people in Pfizer research and development were involved in a decision to deliberately slow down clinical testing so that it would not be complete prior to the results of the presidential election.
Okay, 4:45, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Taking a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some very heavy backups on I-10 East. If you are traveling towards Highway 29, it's pushing you back past Pine Forest Road. We also have some if you are traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 North Ramp. We typically have congestion in that area. Did get word of a couple of accident reports around there, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound, passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. This weekend is going to be similar. Highs in the mid to high 80s, lows in the mid 70s.
You know, surface roads might be your better bet this afternoon if you're traveling on the freeway system. So might consider that if it can help you out a little bit. Well, you heard that's what the local snapshot looks like. Let's go to the national picture. Troubling weather conditions in store for many areas of the U.S. as temperatures rise in the south. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more.
A severe weather outbreak is expected today for parts of the Midwest, the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys, bringing the potential for strong damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, and heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We're also expecting thunderstorms reaching severe limits for parts of the Northeast on Saturday. Meanwhile, record-breaking heat continues for Texas along the Gulf Coast as well, with temperatures into the upper 90s and 100-degree range. Stay tuned for all of the forecast details with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the Trump administration reportedly planning to stop recommending routine COVID shots for children and pregnant women. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the Department of Health and Human Services is expected to remove the CDC recommendations when it launches new guidelines for approving vaccines. An announcement is expected in the coming days.
4:47, News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration continuing its fight against one illicit drug entering the U.S. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
The U.S. earlier this week announcing a trade war pause with China and temporary lower rates of tariffs. This after negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland. Still, there's a major open-ended issue to resolve on illegal fentanyl. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer with little positive news about where China stands on stopping the outbound flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Bessent saying he hopes China will be as tough on bad actors dealing with fentanyl's flow into the United States as it is domestically on fentanyl. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The University of Michigan's gauge of consumer sentiment edged down to 50.8 from above 52. This is the fifth straight monthly drop, and expectations of inflation did spike higher. NVIDIA said it won't be sending GPU plans to China following a report that the artificial intelligence chipmaker is presently working on a research and development center in Shanghai in light of recent U.S. exporting curbs. Epic Games says Fortnite is now unavailable on iOS globally after Apple blocked a bid to reinstate the popular game on the App Store in the U.S. last month after a judge ruled the iPhone maker was not allowed to charge a commission on out-of-app purchases. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, with the Dow up more than 330, the S&P added 41, and the NASDAQ grew by nearly 100 points. That's your money now.
And I'm just wondering if this next story I'm talking to you about will have any effect here locally. What I'm talking about, two major cable providers are merging. We're talking Charter Communications and Cox Cable. Jenny Casola has the numbers.
Charter Communications is merging with Cox Communications. The deal is seen as a way for Charter to provide better bundles of broadband and mobile services. As customers continue to cancel cable, companies are trying to keep subscribers from switching to wireless service from AT&T, T-Mobile, and other companies that provide internet plans. Charter has about 30 million internet customers. Cox has more than 7 million. Charter and Cox previously talked about merging in 2013 before deciding against the plan. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And hundreds of Starbucks baristas are on strike over the new dress code.
Shh.
Now, please, let me explain. There's more to this than you'd think. Right. Workers at over 100 Starbucks across the U.S. walked off the job this week to protest the new all-black dress code the company says will allow our iconic green apron to shine. The baristas union, Starbucks Workers United, is still trying to negotiate a contract with the coffee chain and says that that's part of their protest. In a post Wednesday, the union stressed that they are not just angry over a shirt color. They are calling for Starbucks to pay a living wage or provide stipends to pay for this arbitrary dress code. That's what they're saying.
All right.
So they're not, they don't just hate the shirt color black.
I saw them. They were ugly. I wouldn't wear them either.
Oh, really? You didn't like the look?
I really didn't. I didn't make any sense. I'm not involved in it, but I'm just saying I did get a chance to see them.
Oh, all right.
Wasn't that impressed. Okay, what I was impressed about, just a few minutes ago, if you remember, we were talking about NASCAR.
Yes.
Going into North Carolina this weekend. You know, NASCAR is big business, bottom line.
Yes.
And that's why we're talking about this, because the North Wilkesboro Speedway will be the site for this weekend's NASCAR All-Star Race. And boy, they are bringing in the money.
This is an iconic track that's actually older than the sport of NASCAR itself. It sat in disarray for 30 years, abandoned, destroyed, until they brought it back to life. And now we're ready for the third All-Star Race since its reopening. And having NASCAR back in town, what I'm hearing is that it's been huge for local businesses like Seth Cohen's. He was able to open a new location because the track reopened. Drivers around this area also love this race because so many of them are based right here in North Carolina.
Alrighty, 4:51. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous notes, some pop culture headlines as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Corporal John Vale was on patrol when his truck flipped.
I realized I can't move my legs.
When John arrived at the VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at pva.org.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3. It's cool. Get ready. Austin Price here has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update, by the way, brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also have some on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. And still got that heavy congestion traveling east. Eastbound on I-10, passing over Pine Forest Road and heading towards Highway 29. Be on the lookout for that. Those are our worst-looking spots right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. This weekend's going to be similar. Saturday and Sunday, no rain in sight. Going to have highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-70s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, let me just add this in here. Red flags are flying along Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Ooh. So if you're heading to the island, just keep that in check and swim in protected areas only, please. Boy, this Sean Diddy Combs trial is getting to be, I can use one word here, weird. Justin Bieber is now shooting down allegations that Diddy Combs sexually abused him. Nate Foy has this report from just outside Diddy's trial in Manhattan.
TMZ is reporting that sources close to Bieber tell them that Bieber befriended Diddy's sons, Justin and Quincy. They describe his interactions with Diddy as performative. And this comes as online clips spark concern about Bieber's mental health. His reps tell TMZ, quote, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who were genuinely harmed by him. Shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightfully deserve. Meanwhile, inside the courtroom, Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, is back on the stand facing cross-examination.
Yeah, and actually, since we're talking about that, they did conduct the recross examination of Cassie Ventura, and apparently the judge had to put attorneys on notice during the original cross examination. The judge scolded both sides to pick up the pace, noting that Ventura is 8 months pregnant. The singer says that Combs raped her and forced her to have sex with male prostitutes.
Yeah, she's not pregnant by Combs, though. This is
very important clarification there. Yes,
this was not on his account. Nickelodeon announced the Kids' Choice nominees. Here's some excitement. Michelle Pollino has the news for you.
Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, and Kendrick Lamar lead the Kids' Choice Awards with 4 nominations each. Jack Black, Dwayne Johnson, Selena Gomez, and Jelly Roll follow with 3 nominations each. Singer Tyla has been tapped to host the slime-filled Nickelodeon show, which airs June 21st, live from Santa Monica, California. First-time nominees include Gracie Abrams, Zach Bryan, Cynthia Erivo, Doechii, Chappell Roan, Shaboozey, and Florence Pugh. Other nominees include Benson Boone, Chris Evans, Jalen Hurts, Travis Kelce, Jason Momoa, Mr. Beast, and more. This year's show will also feature skateboarding stunts, dance, and musical performances. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Foo Fighters, moving on from drummer Josh Freese in a post on Instagram, or Freese. He said the band called him Monday to let him know they decided to go in a different direction with their drummer. He added that he's fine, just a bit shocked and disappointed. He joined the band in May of 23, following the death of Taylor Hawkins. He's played with a number of big-name bands throughout his career, including Guns N' Roses, Nine Inch Nails, and Devo.
I've got to tell you this. I really do enjoy Alan Jackson's music. I don't know if you've ever seen him on tour or on concert before. Well, I was going to say, you better catch it. You can't. But I'm saying he puts a great show on. What I'm getting at, Alan Jackson is playing his final live concert this weekend, and Tanya J. Powers is all over it.
Country Music Hall of Fame member Alan Jackson has one more show left on his Last Call, One More for the Road tour schedule, and it's coming up tomorrow night in Milwaukee. He announced his retirement from touring a year ago. In 2021, Jackson revealed he'd been diagnosed with a genetic degenerative health condition that causes nerve damage in the arms and legs and affects balance and the ability to walk. He cited his health as a reason for stopping touring, as well as wanting to spend more time with his family, especially his two grandchildren. As for whether he'll keep making music, he told his daughter Maddie on a 2023 podcast that he's always writing down ideas and expected there to be more songs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Very unfortunate there. And singer Chris Brown being denied bail after his arrest in England over a 2023 incident at a London nightclub. He appeared in a Manchester court earlier today where a British judge ordered he remain in custody until a hearing is scheduled for June 13th. Brown is accused of hitting music producer Abe Dial with a bottle of tequila at the Tape nightclub in London in February of 23.
Here's a good story. Go ahead, you can smile about this one. Escambia County firefighters getting a raise. Thursday, Escambia commissioners approving a new starting wage for firefighters at $16 an hour. That's a $3 raise. The county also agreed to fund two new fire stations, a training facility, and to renovate several other fire stations. So there you go. Okay, coming up in 12 minutes. We'll be back with the latest news on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.